Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Walasoff. And we're getting ready for the most exciting half hour of the program every week, which is the Christina Luce show.
Thank you.
And there's a little sadness today's show, unfortunately. It's the last day of April, so it's her birthday month is over. And this, I know.
My birthday month is over, too.
Oh, your birthday's April, too?
Yes.
I knew I liked Ruth. Oh, I mean, April babies are the best.
When is your birthday?
April 24th. And I was 22 years old.
Well, happy birthday, Ruth. Right.
Happy 22nd birthday, Ruth.
And yes. Happy birthday to you, Christina.
So now May come, and then we're not here next week.
Yes, we're not here next week.
So then we'll have to start up in May. But it's, you know, it's very sad. I know
I actually have a birthday dinner tonight for myself. So this will be the final birthday dinner.
Unbelievable. It is a month. You know.
I've been taken out a number of times.
Yes, I've just been celebrating.
Friends.
That's right. See? You got to keep it
out as much as I can.
See? I like it. See, I tell you, I like the way the Ruth thinks. So there we go.
There's lots of things to talk about, but I just want to acknowledge Kate Beckman, who was on the show last week, and she had a program last night, Flavors of Life, right here in the Hillwood Recital Hall. It was wonderful. I don't know, maybe she did 15 songs.
Oh, wow.
And nice stories that went into each one of the songs about her family. And you know what? Last week when Kate was on the show, I don't know if you recognize, her clothes were a little big. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you don't like to say to a lady, it looks like you're losing weight, because sometimes it could just be a loose blouse. She's lost 80 pounds.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
And because I said, she looked it. Yeah. She really did. Then I said,
wow.
Sometimes you're better off to err on the side of saying you look it, even if you're not. But anyway, she's working on that, did a wonderful, wonderful program. So I just wanted to congratulate Kate.
She's wonderful.
And it was a benefit for the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders here on the LIU campus. So, again, when people come out and do stuff like that, it's tremendous. Like Lori Scheinman talking about tremendous. That Wit and Whim is just beyond
absolutely,
magnificent.
Absolutely. A philanthropic gift shop.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It really is.
And I love a gift shop, so I'm definitely going to have to go to Wit and Whim.
And then, of course, we have to give a thank you for Nancy and her, you know.
Yes.
True.
She didn't make you blush this time as last time when she was talking about the pelvic thrust disorder.
I remember that.
Was a lot for John.
I don't remember the name.
I think it was pelvic thrust or something. Yeah. But they were both absolutely wonderful guests. And, you know, like we were just talking during the break, that it's so wonderful to feature these people on. And I feel like we always have speakers on who are so invested in whatever their job is or their organization is, which I think really does come across.
It's truly a privilege to meet them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing is, it's very interesting. I was at a meeting yesterday at the Atria, and I saw a couple of people. Now, I met this woman. We met her. Her name is Natalie. I can't remember her last name. She sells long-term care insurance. She was on this program 3 or 4 years ago.
I know her.
I was a co-host, and I think it's when we just started the program. And
is it Kemp? Natalie Kemp is her name?
I think it is Kemp. It was a K.
Yes.
And it's funny, I'm saying she was on the program. She'd like to come back on again.
Okay.
And then I met that same one, Barbara, New York State Move or something like that.
Oh, yeah. New Start. She talks about organizing.
And maybe it's a year ago.
Yes.
She was on a year and a half ago. And it's like, now, these two are wonderful women and two different professions and wonderful conversationalists and everything else. It's like, but Christina has such an array of people. It's not like you have to keep going back.
Oh, she has a fantastic array.
You know,
yeah,
we'd like to have them both on again. I'm not saying that. But it's not like every 6 months you have to repeat because there's no people.
No, and that's what's really, you know, I said we were also during the break that we've been getting a lot of calls. So stay tuned for a lot of new and exciting topics and speakers. The month of June is having all kinds of great new things.
Okay.
So that will be wonderful. So if you're out there and you want to come on the show, you want to be a co-host on the radio show, please call 311 or 869-6311. Ruth can attest that it's a relatively painless process.
It's
you know?
A fantastic process.
Right, it's fun.
Yeah, we don't require too much.
It's a lot of fun, and that part of the fun is because of John.
Aww.
Oh, I thank you.
Yes, that's right. Kudos to John.
And then Christine, of course.
Thank you. No, but it's really, you know, I have to say, you just, the only, you don't have to have had a career in, you know, broadcasting by any means. You just need to want to listen and learn new things. And Ruth did a fabulous job today, as she always does. You know, she comes in prepared.
Thank you. You said the right things, Christy. Yeah.
So we'll definitely have you back, Ruth. But yeah,
well, actually, that is the only thing a co-host needs to do. Yes. Prepare, because you can't walk in and think you're going to have a conversation. Yeah. Because Christina, a week before, sends out all the information for anybody listening. So bios and every, you have to read it.
Yeah,
because
yes,
it's really
you
not
have
fair
to read
to say,
it
hello,
and prepare.
How are you? And
otherwise, it's dead air.
100%. And
it's,
so
it's all
and then we'll get in trouble by Dan, and nobody
yeah,
wants
no,
that.
No.
But you know, the town of North Hempstead also is just filled with amazing new things that are coming up. We really want to remind people that the Spring Fest will be on Saturday, May 6th from 12 to 5 p.m. at Clark Botanic Garden. Hopefully the weather is spectacular because it's such a beautiful facility. And there'll be model trains, different animals will be there. Well, hopefully flowers will be in bloom, too. So there'll be a bunch of different things
there. Is the thing with the people are on stilts?
Yes, areas? That is right. So that's why it's perfect to bring your family to. It's, you know, for all ages, it should be fun because there's a lot of children activities. There'll be a face painter, these fairies on stilts, which I know John's grandson thought was a very cool, cool idea. There'll be live music, too. So it should be a beautiful beautiful event.
Let's pray for good weather.
That's right. Last year it was not good weather, but it did not stop the people from coming.
Really? Okay.
So, so that's, you know, it was rain or shine, the staff of North Hempstead was out there. So that is Saturday, May 6th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So check that out. We also want to encourage people to check out the Project Independence opportunities. You know, the weather is nice. It's a reason to get out there. The social groups are all in full effect. You know, for all you knitters out there, we have our Blankets of Love organization. That's just, it's such a great group. And they come in and these women are so dedicated and every blanket that they make goes to a worthy cause. And these are phenomenal, phenomenal blankets. I like to peek in and see what, when they're doing it. They meet on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So please, please, please call 311 if you are interested in that. We have our social discussion group that meets at Parkville Library. We also have a men's group that meets at Parkville Library, a senior talk group at Roslyn Community Center. You know, they really, there's a lot of different opportunities. So whatever area is good for you, and you could check them all out or, you know, just, you don't have to go to every single one.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
No, every single one.
Well, that's why we laugh on this show, because we said people cannot say they are bored by any means, because there is just in Project Independence alone, you could be very, very, very busy. But a really great program that's expanded now to the Yes We Can Community Center is the Color Me Calm Mindfulness Coloring for Stress Reduction program. We have one of them that also goes on the Roslyn Community Center, but it's these adult coloring books that I think everyone sees now, no matter what store you are in, they are everywhere, and they are not your average coloring book. They are extremely, extremely detailed.
And they provide the crayons?
Yep. They provide the sheets and the colored pencils as well, unless, you know, you have your own set that you would like to bring, you can bring that too. But it's really been proven coloring to be a wonderful meditative activity and helps to relieve stress and improves your mood. And what's nice about it too is that you're doing it in a group, so it's socialization as well. So that's going to be on Fridays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. And at the Roslyn Community Center, those dates are on Thursday, May 11th and May 25th from 11:15 to 12:15. So whichever one is more convenient for you, please check out. Absolutely free.
Okay. Because I was at Bed Bath & Beyond like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And when you check out, they had a huge display. And
I told you they're everywhere.
Maybe $10. I don't think they were $10.
Yeah.
Like and then they had like little packets of
the colored pencils.
The colored pencils to go with it. But I mean, here it's for free. But it just usually when they put the stuff in the front of a store, it's hot.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it really I love to color. I always have. And one of my coworkers, Paula, Casey, you know, anyone that knows me. Paula Ewell, who's the deputy commissioner of our department, actually bought me a book when my grandfather passed away. Because what's nice about these books is they have a lot of themes too. So this one was coping with loss.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like as you color, you know.
Oh, so that was very appropriate.
Yeah, and so if you look, I mean, because I've for her, I retaliated and gave her a whole basket of things for her birthday. But there's all kinds of things now, and they have all different themes, and it's really fun. And they, it's a relaxing. It really is relaxing.
Right, right.
So I can't, being someone that does, I really encourage people to get out there, and I think it's nice that you can meet new people and talk, while you're doing this too. It is wonderful. So check that out. And then if you are more on the technology side and you want to get, more in touch with technology, we have on Tuesday, May 9th, Effectively Searching the Internet. This is Barbara Melman will be presenting this. We've had Barbara's one of our co-hosts. She's been on the radio show a bunch of times. And this is, she's going to teach you how to search the internet effectively and what kind of results you should look for. I think all of us know you can type in something into Google and you'll get a whole thing. It could be very, very overwhelming. Some things
and
could
confusing.
Be. And confusing. And you don't know which site necessarily is providing accurate information or just
and
kind of
promoting
something.
You also don't
something.
Know which site it might be a sham.
Yeah. Well, that's a very important thing too, And I think, a lot of us, we even laugh in my house, we'll sit there and say, oh, we'll just Google it. And I yell at my husband all the time. I said, do not Google any kind of ailment or anything because you're going to have a whole list of crazy things that come with it. So this will really teach you kind of how to
So could you repeat
search.
That time? And
Absolutely.
And
so it's called Effectively Searching the Internet. It's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. That's in New Hyde Park from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And you could actually bring...
What day?
On May 9th, on Tuesday, May 9th. But space is limited, so you need to call as soon as possible. And you could actually bring your own device. So if you have an iPad or a laptop or something, you could bring that in and really just, work off of that, which is nice, too.
But otherwise, if you don't have that, you can still come?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's, it's optional just to bring your device.
Because I only have a flip-top cell phone.
Yes, no. You
so
could,
I'm
you
a dinosaur.
Could, yes. You are still welcome to come, Ruth.
Okay.
But I think it's also important, talking about the scam situation, too. One of my friends actually called me because she knows on the radio show we always talk about different scams that come up. And we try to stay kind of on top of what comes up because every day there's some kind of new thing that she said you have to say on your radio show. So a shout out to Amanda. FedEx, she got an email from FedEx. It
okay.
looked like legit FedEx. It had the logos, nothing. It didn't look anything crazy. And it said, we tried to deliver your package. We couldn't deliver your, we failed. Please fill out this form with all of your information so we could, make sure that you're the right. And, she was like, she actually thought about it. She's like, well, I didn't order anything. So she immediately called my mom and me because she knows we do tend to order a lot. So we, but she said it was so easy to say, oh, my God, my package, I got to figure it
right,
out,
right,
and type in all this information when it was and she looked it up online and was able to see this was some kind of scam that had been circulating, too. So, it's just another thing to watch.
And,
I guess if anybody asks you for information,
you don't give it.
You'd be suspicious.
Yes, you have to, and the fact of the matter is the worst thing that could possibly happen is that you call a legitimate organization
right.
and they say, yes, this is us. Here's your package.
Right,
they're
right,
not going to get
right.
mad at you for questioning.
Well, what Amazon and so many people delivering it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, did I order something or did somebody order something for me?
No, and we laugh because like I said, we're in a mother-daughter house. So I have upstairs, I was ordering all kinds of things downstairs. Barbara and I are always buying something for someone. So that's kind of what goes on. So it's definitely something that you could say, oh, no, is this my package? And then freak out and fill out all this information. So that's definitely something to check out and just stay on top of. And we encourage anyone that if a scam comes your way or you pick up on something to please call 311. We just really want to get the word out there about all of this.
That's a great idea.
That's all we can do. Unfortunately, we can't stop it necessarily, but we can educate people on this, too. And a real wonderful thing that North Hempstead is doing, Supervisor Bosworth and the town board are doing this great program. It's coming up Thursday, May 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's called Not in Our Town, a Unity and Anti-Hate Conference. It's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park as well. And it's a huge panel of speakers, including a representative from the Nassau County Police Department, who will discuss the department's enhanced security and just kind of what they've been doing in response to these hate crimes, that
there probably would be a lot of interest in this program.
Yeah, I just think it's really great that, you know, a lot of these things have been happening, you know, maybe more Suffolk. But I think that Supervisor Bosworth really wants to stay on top of this and kind of educate people so it won't happen in our town, you know, is just is something. And it's just a day of unity, which I think, you know, can never be a bad thing.
I'm just going to add a few of the names that are going to be beside Judy. Judy has put a lot of effort into this, the supervisor, because it's important. Steve Markowitz, who's the chair, and Tracy Feinberg, who's the director of the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center, are going to be there. That's bullying. We've had them on.
Yeah, they're wonderful. It's such a wonderful
It's a tremendous organization. You have David Kilmnick, who is from he's the president of the LGBT Network, okay? We have Joslo Lucerno from the Hagedorn Foundation. I mean, and then we have Dr. Isma Shadre, who is the president of the Islamic Center. So what they've done is they really have pulled together all
the different groups.
I mean, it really is. It's like people who will give you instructions on what to watch out for, what to be afraid of. And it's a shame in this day and age that you have to be afraid. There was something, I have a client, but there was also something on the TV the other day, and it wasn't him, 96 or 95 years old. Hmm. He was walking home. And he lives in Jackson Heights. And somebody said something to him, whatever, blah, blah. And he responded, and the guy just beat him with a stick. Mm. And he's in the hospital. His eye in it. I mean, it's
God.
It was just like so stupid. And, you know, we talked before with Nancy. 96, you're frail.
Even
the greatest 96-year-old. You know, they don't know who did it. The guy took off, and you're not paying attention. You're nervous. Like you said, scary shows. You can't identify somebody after they did that to you.
No.
You know, everybody looks the same at that point in time, unfortunately. Yeah. It's what purpose.
And he didn't take that good a look at him.
Of course not. It's quick and everything else. But you have to. That's the issue. You really, and that's the whole premise of this. Why people hate who they hate for what reason is just stupid.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's a nice, I love, like, the name of it, too. I think, like, the whole title of it in itself is just wonderful. So I'm sure that'll be really well attended. So please, if you're able to, definitely check that out.
You know what we'll do?
Yes.
Sam, we'll go a little early? Yeah, we're going to take a break before we start the next thing so that we don't interrupt Christina. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.